And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
You can't have a best.
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
I did not pass gas. I just opened a bottle of water and it sounded funny. That was not me.
It was gas passing, just not through a human.
Right, well, actually, I actually did just pass gas. Good, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Hey, this is John. This is extraordinarily mellow, John, because Max just chilled me out. Oh, there we go. Okay, now I can perk up a little bit. I was just getting really mellow. Okay, so I got a room full of people that I'm stoked about. I'll start off with Jana. Jana's guest hosting today. You know her. She's been on the show before. She wrote a novel called Naked Girl. I'm stopped making naked jokes because they're getting old.
Hi, everybody. I'm fully dressed.
And Macy, I'll let you introduce everybody. Is that okay? Including yourself?
Yeah, of course.
Beautiful. Thanks, Max.
That was beautiful, Max.
That was so lovely. So I am Macy McKnight.
Who you probably know of because you were on the show, too.
I was on the show, too. Back in the coffee shop. Now you've upgraded, right? And it's absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, the pictures online really don't do it justice. The pictures online are really cool, but like, this is a really nice space. I like it a lot. Anyway.
Well, it was a big move. I'm glad we did it. I'll tell you the story when you're done introducing people.
Anyway, my name is Macy McKnight. Next to me, I have the absolutely fabulous Amy Blue.
And Macy, you're so sweet.
I'm not sweet. You are absolutely fabulous.
And listener, you know Amy too. She's been on a couple shows. One you'll never hear, but one where you actually can hear.
And I'm extremely excited that I have this up and coming rock star, Bernadette Dingman.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
But you are,
thank you.
You are. She So her mother plays out. Her name is Ariana.
Yes.
And she's been on a show too.
Oh, she has? I did not know that.
Yeah, your mother was on. Oh, right, yeah. No, your mom was on.
It's
the
a generational show.
She
now.
Yeah, right.
No, but yeah, she plays out a lot and kind of following in her footsteps.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very good.
Yeah.
And Amy, can you introduce Max?
And this is Max Mayer. He is the guitarist in our band and the mastermind for Blue Crush Band, actually. And he'll be playing today for me.
Fantastic.
Which is very nice of him.
Thank you, Max.
And Macy, we are here to promote
the Hudson Valley Women of Song.
Which takes place
on June 9th at Joseph's Italian Steakhouse in Hyde Park. And we are sold out of general admission.
Amazing.
Then we don't need to promote.
We can all go home now. We are sold out of general admission. We still have some sunny day tickets left. So if you haven't been to Joseph's Italian Steakhouse in Hyde Park, it is absolutely stunning. Joe put so much work into this indoor-outdoor patio. I think it's one of the best in the Hudson Valley. And he's got these beautiful glass sliding doors. So he can make his space an indoor space or an outdoor space. So for the indoor space, we are absolutely sold out. There is no more room. We are praying for a sunny day. So I made some sunny day tickets. So if you would like to come and you're willing to bet on the weather, we still have sunny day tickets left for the Hudson Valley Women of Song.
Jan is kind of spiritual. Cool. Can you do something to guarantee
to get
sun?
A sunny day?
Yeah,
I'll manifest a sunny day.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Okay,
sure.
Now you're good. where do we get the sunny day tickets?
Sunny day tickets can be found on Eventbrite. You need to search for Hudson Valley Women of Song in New York, and it'll come right up. It's a very pink. exciting flyer, and I will post it on this list.
And this is not the first Hudson Valley Women of Song.
It is not. So the first Hudson Valley Women of Song happened at Paula's Runaway Cafe. And Paula came to me and was like, hey, you know, we did a women event over at the Public House and I really want to resurrect it. And she was like, let's do it. You're in charge. Here you go. You can do this. And I was like, what? I mean, I've organized events before, but nothing of this scale. So I had no idea what was going to happen for the first one. And I reached out to my contacts. Paula reached out to her contacts. And we ended up with this absolutely magical afternoon of just song and just people supporting each other. And as a musician that plays out, it's really hard to get to see a lot of these artists in one place. It is so hard. But I really loved to be able to see all of these people. So I've got people, I've got teachers, I've got people from musical theater world, I've got rock stars, and it's this kind of medley, and it's just a really beautiful supportive thing that I'm so happy to be a part of.
Yeah, I love that.
Sounds
you're doing
fantastic.
That. You and I did the Lifted project together.
We did,
and that was kind of the same thing where it was like a room full of musicians just supporting each other, and you guys are signed on. And then I'll see if you're good. And then you're, no, just kidding.
You didn't know it was an audition,
right? for next year, but yeah. So I live in Westchester. Westchester's a little different in terms of musicians supporting each other, and Mac is laughing at me.
It's the second ding on Westchester today, by the way.
Yeah, well, I'm you're right. It is. It's bad. But in Westchester, if you tried to do something like this, because I did, it got like competitive and
really
nasty and just
right. What a shame.
But you come up here to Hudson Valley and like musicians make an effort to go hear each other.
Yeah.
And they, all right. So I'm in this. I'm going to repeat a question from last time. Sorry. I'm in this internet broil because somebody said somebody was the best bassist. And I wrote, you can't be the best. You can have a favorite, but you can't be the best. And my argument was, there is no best when it comes to musician because it's not quantifiable. I have no unit of measurement. You know, if all of us in this room take a test and Jana gets a 98 and that's the highest score, we have a best test taker in the room. But you can't do that with music. But there are people who differ with me. Go. Can you have a best musician?
I have favorites.
Right. Favorite, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my favorite musician would have to be.
You don't have to say me. It's okay.
Paul McCartney, because I'm like a big songwriter.
That's solid.
Yeah.
And he kind of like inspired me with songwritings. And like before I got in my band, I was already like doing like just songwriting stuff.
Right.
So like, when I got in the band, we're called the Schwags. We play out a lot. But
what's a Schwag?
Okay, so our bass player's last name is Schweiger. Hi, Ian. So we just made it. We just shortened it and made it Schwag.
Okay.
But yeah. So, but like, yeah, they asked me to be in the band, and I was just like, oh, I could like do more songwriting stuff and like on a bigger scale because it was just me doing like, acoustic stuff, and now we're just doing like a lot bigger stuff, and it's just like more guitar and more drum, and it's like it really inspires me to like play a lot more. But yeah.
Wonderful,
that's great.
All right,
yeah.
So Paul McCartney, Max, yes. Can you have a best musician?
Of course not. But, thank you. You know, I could have a series of guys I love. You know,
right, right.
Women I love. You know,
favorites, but not because it's not
exactly
quantifiable.
Yeah,
Amy, can you have a best musician?
Yeah. No, I agree. It's a matter of opinion how much you like someone, you know,
right.
But because there's so many different styles now.
Right. Macy, can you have a best musician?
Oh, jeez. This feels like a firing squad.
You better say the right answer.
It all comes down to you.
No, no, disagree with me.
Oh, I get to be the ninth man. Amazing. What a place to be. I think you can have a best because, okay, I'll put it here because you were talking about it being quantifiable. To an extent, music is so much math. And music is timing and being in time. And you can be the best of being in your time and being this. So there are quantifiable aspects of being the best musician.
Yes, but there's also aspects of music that aren't quantifiable.
Of course there's aspects that aren't quantifiable.
So many, like, genres.
It's almost like an AI argument. Yeah.
Like, Let me find the opposite.
It's a little bit of a reach, but it's good. It's a legit reach.
So, like, if you ask Siri, there could be, you know, they'll Hold search on. Through all of the interwebs and find out who is quantifiably the best at staying in time. But the truth is who's the best that you want to listen to when you're going for a walk or on your wedding song?
Exactly.
You know, it's very different.
But you didn't ask that question. You asked, can there be a best? And, you know, in the universe, there can be a best and you can quantify it. But then the more interesting question is, what are the parameters?
Right.
So the parameters are interesting. And if you put in a different parameter into this equation, then perhaps we get a really different answer.
What would be good parameters for best musician?
Best musician. People like them. They want to listen to them. It doesn't matter.
Not quantifiable. We're already off the charts. Can't measure that, right?
You can measure.
How can you measure?
I just
want
to say that the winner of best person to smoke pot with in the room is Macy.
I think Macy needs some pot.
I'm having a hard time following her. Not high.
I could hang out with her. We could talk till we're tired.
Because, no, but it's not quantifiable because then you got to measure how much I like you. What unit do I use to measure that?
How much you like me? A scale of 1 to 10 or a scale of 1 to 100. And you can do this.
But I can't even place how much I like you on a scale of 1 to 100. How can you place how much I like you on a scale of 1 to 100?
You could do it on a scale of listens. So how often do you listen to it, right? So over a course of a year, right? That's a... Right. Statistical sample. My major is marketing and analytics, so
Except
this is
that. So I for years did a lot of work covering James Taylor, right? To the point where over the last 4 years I kind of don't listen to him because I've heard him so much that I'm off of him. So if we use your metric, James Taylor's not even one of my favorites, let alone the best. Hmm.
But all metrics are imperfect. This is the...
Which is why you can't have a best!
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. All right, thank you.
She whispered that very softly.
That's the first time that happened this year.
Mark it down.
There you go.
Mark it down.
And I recorded it, and I noticed it was at a low level. But don't worry, I have volume in there.
That up.
I can make that.
Sorry.
I can make that.
John, you are right.
There it is. There's the pull quote for the show right there. So, Amy, you're singing at this. We're into music. Are you aware that you're performing?
Are you performing today? No.
You look confused for a second.
Yes, I'm singing today.
No, at Women of Music.
I'm singing at Women of Music.
What are you
Music.
Doing at Women of Music? How many songs? How does it work?
I believe, what is it, 10 minutes? 15?
It's around 10 minutes.
10
so
minutes.
Each artist gets 10 minutes of time. That translates to about 2 to 3 songs
right.
of time. We have a band that is learning everybody's songs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Fantastic.
It's
yeah,
good. I'm excited.
Who's emceeing?
Who's on the scene?
Emceeing. Are you emceeing?
So Paula is still doing it.
Okay.
So Paula will come to shows and emcee.
Oh.
Now, I've done these.
You've done these.
Is there any of these? I've done like everybody does like 10 minutes. Yeah. 15, right? Thank you.
That's when you put out the big cane.
There you go. Do you know the songs you're doing, Amy? For this?
I do.
Can you do one now? Or are you doing a separate one now?
She's going to do her original, so it can be on Spotify.
All right, beautiful. Right. All right, cool. So, Amy, introduce the song, please.
Okay, so the song is called Until One Day, and it's on YouTube and Spotify now. It came out maybe like 4 weeks ago now.
And it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Produced by Eric Dalton.
Yes, thank you.
And listener, I did not pass gas. I just opened a bottle of water and it sounded funny. That was not me.
It was gas passing, just not through a human.
Right. Well, I actually did just pass gas.
Oh, lucky you. You're sitting over there.
That's why she's the co-host. You got to get up pretty early in the morning.
Always running, the weeks fly by. Everyone's busy in their own lives. Too caught up in my own to even realize I'm alone. until one day you were out in the crowd. There you were, fixed on me. One day you were standing there, your energy, it came for me. Until one day I didn't know you, but I sensed your desire. Getting together was instant fire. Drawn to each other like moths to a flame. I didn't even know your name until one day you were out in the crowd. There you were, fixed on me. One day you were standing there, your energy, it came for me. Your life was infectious, it drew me in. An instant bond, love began. Like a thief out of nowhere, stole my heart. Now weeks fly by, transfixed by your voodoo. I never realized what I'm missing until I found it in you. Until I found it in you. Until one day you were out in the crowd. There you were, fixed on me. One day you were standing there, your energy, it came for me. One day, until one day, ah, one day, until one day. Until one day.
Yeah,
thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
That's the first time you performed that with just the guitar?
Yeah.
I mean,
we just practiced it yesterday.
Oh.
Just him and I.
It sounds good.
That's
like
beautiful.
That.
Thank you so much.
Great.
I didn't want to go first. I was like, I gotta go.
Good, right?
Hold on,
it's great. I know. I'm coughing
thank
into the
you.
Corner. That was fantastic.
Thanks
yeah.
so much.
And that is about your boyfriend.
Yeah, that's about my boyfriend. He started stalking me. And I was like, who's that guy?
And so
hit it off.
The moral of the story is stalking works.
Yeah.
I don't like to promote it, but
every show needs to have a message.
Right, every show needs to have a message.
And that is not
it. Stalking works.
The moral of the
Women
story
of Song does not endorse the stalking works message.
The moral of the story is don't give up on love.
That's
because I've been divorced a long
time.
Oh,
that's a better moral.
How long are you divorced for?
Like 18 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But that wasn't an 18-year dry spell.
Of course not.
Oh, okay. Look at me. Don't be
But yeah, you know, it just never really worked out with anybody.
Right.
So, and it's hard as you get older because we all have baggage and issues and exes and kids. And, you know, the older you get, the pickings get slimmer and slimmer and slimmer. And there's a lot of, like, women that are just like, forget it. You know? But I never say, forget it.
So I'm talking to Trish and we figured out this summer will be 25 years.
Congrats.
And yeah, but
that's
she's
amazing.
Only 50, so that's half her life. So we do the math. She goes, I have seen your ass every other day for my whole life. So,
I like the part where you said she's only 50 because I'm also only 50.
Oh, there you go. See?
We endorse only 50.
We're changing the stalking works message, but we're endorsing only 50. Okay. Bernita, how old are you?
I am 21.
Wow.
I'll be 22
that's
in August.
So cute.
Thank you.
It's so awesome you're doing this now.
Thank
yeah,
you.
It is.
You know, to just grow
yeah,
from here.
I was, it's just like, I'm just so happy I got into music when I did because it's like, it's really been like a save for me in like so many ways.
Name one.
I mean, when I was in high school, like I had friends, but I really wasn't like, I didn't have a lot of friends. So like,
right.
I would always just listen to music during like my free periods and it just kind of saved me from being really lonely. So, yes.
Yeah. By the way, listener, Max and I just opened bottles of gassy water together. Just felt the need to clarify. And you write songs?
Yes.
What's your process?
The way I write songs is I come up with like a melody first, and then I do like the lyrics and everything, because I like writing poems on the side too. So it's like, oh, poetry and music. Let's just fuse them together.
Right.
But
how long have you been playing guitar?
Since I was 15, 14.
Self-taught?
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
That's
awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, my dad taught me a lot. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And your mom's been on the show?
Yes, she has.
I love your mom. She's cool.
Yeah, she is very
cool. I got to get her back in. do you play with her?
We do sometimes. Like, sometimes when she has a gig, I'll come out and she'll be like, oh, do you want to come up and like sing? And I'm like, I'll go up. But,
oh,
yeah.
That is nice. Yeah.
But yes.
And then sometimes your dad will go up, and it is, from an audience perspective, it is the sweetest thing ever seeing you, your mom, and your dad all together on stage just singing your hearts out. Mm. And it is
nice.
And your harmony is so beautiful. It's just,
wow.
It's stunning.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
And does your mom do your graphic design?
No,
Bernadette's
she does not.
Mom was a graphic designer.
Yes.
So.
She's going back to school for like, because she wants to be like an app designer.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, she's going back to school for that, cool. Which is really nice.
What song do you want to do?
This is an original. It's called Lighthouse. I do it with the band, and it's gonna be on our album, which is coming out.
What's the album?
It's called Half Baked. And
great.
Yep, Half Baked.
Yep.
That is a perfect title for a 21-year-old's album.
Right?
That is perfect.
I was just thinking
yes,
that.
It should be out like maybe mid June, early July.
Putting albums
together.
That's
fantastic. That's
work,
soon.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my God. Yeah. So, yeah. So, this is Lighthouse. It's amazing how you always find your way. There is no river too wide or too deep to cross. There's a lighthouse, a beacon in the storm. I'm begging you tonight. The tide is getting high, so won't you give a little bit of love, and you can give a little more back. Give a little bit of love, and you can get more back. Hard life, pretending you have no fear. It's a hard life, pretending that you shed no tears. There's a lighthouse, a beacon in the storm. I'm begging you tonight. The tide is getting high, so won't you give a little bit of love, and you can give a little more back. Give a little bit of love, and you can get more back. Thank you.
pretty. I was like getting teared up.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Really? Well, what are you doing next April?
I don't think anything.
All right, come to the Lifted Project, please.
Oh, okay. Yes,
okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, yes, you passed. Jeez.
Thank
that's
a, you.
That's a fantastic. You know what I, you know what I like about
that was beautiful.
What you just did? You're like, a lot of songwriters are afraid to partner with the guitar a little bit.
Yeah.
And let the and let, especially when you're doing just you and a guitar.
Yes.
It's really hard. Like a lot of songwriters jump right to the chorus and try to move a song along. And I like that you didn't do that. I like that you were you that was like a band experience by a solo performer.
Oh, really? Yeah, because usually I have my other guitarist and he's backing me up with like.
That's what I mean, and I'm glad you didn't cut that part out. That made it.
Yeah,
better.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
But yeah, it's one of my favorite songs.
The America's Got
it's
Talent.
So
I'm available
yeah.
to
thank
judge.
You.
yeah, no, that was really beautiful. How many people are performing?
15, and that's more than I can actually accommodate. So, it gets out of hand, right? So there's so many talented people. And I just want this to be... And it was so uplifting last time. And I really... I didn't want to do it again. We'll start with that statement. I didn't want to do it again because it is a lot of work. It is a lot of time. It is a lot of effort. It is a lot of energy. It is a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to do it again. But... It's something really special that comes out of making music for the sole purpose of just making music. And it's so beautiful. And I wanted to capture the magic in a bottle that we had last time and pull it into something that could help people. So I'm adding one thing at a time. So I will add one baby step at a time to an event. So the baby step in this one is the last one was free. And this one, we are selling tickets. And all of the proceeds from these tickets are going to Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Foundation.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's a big step to add. It's a good step.
Yeah. It's a big step. And they have been nothing but helpful. There's going to be a merch table. They've set up an entire fundraising page, so I will link that to you.
Okay, please.
But they set up a fundraising page for the event, and they are so kind and courteous and considerate, and they're very local. So if you don't know about Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Foundation, they do a local walk, hence the miles, right? So
right.
Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Walk. So they do a local walk, and all of the money that's raised from this stays within Dutchess County. And it is so, it's a microcosm. And that's what I wanted. I don't like anonymously sending money to people that I don't know and I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Right.
I want to keep it here. And so the last time I was on the show, you asked me what...
Who the best musician is? By the way, let's kill that argument right now. Who's the best musician in Women of Music?
She's not going to say
that. That's the point. Thank you. Go ahead. Last time you were on the show, I asked you. I'm killing her. Sorry.
Last time I was on the show, you asked me, and I dodged the question because I didn't want to get into it because it's a sad story. But you asked me what the worst day of my life was.
Yes.
And then I said no. And you asked me what the second worst day of my life was, and I also said no. And then I made up...
You're a real easy interview, Mace.
I'm really easy to interview. So I'll go back to the second worst day of my life.
Okay.
And that was the day that I found out that my mother tested positive for breast cancer. And it was in the family. So it is such a... It's a gene. We have it. And it's really difficult to go through life knowing that this is something that could happen and can happen. And I'm very thankful for modern medicine and everything that is able to be done. Because even in two generations, so my grandmother had triple negative breast cancer. And you think triple negative, you think, wow, that's a good thing. And that's exactly what she thought. She's like, wow, I'm triple negative. That means I don't
have it three times.
So it is... Triple negative is the worst kind of breast cancer that you could possibly have. And you think it's a good thing because negative means that you don't have the thing. But the treatment that my grandmother got and the treatment that my mother got were light years away. And that is due to these advances that are being pushed and made. And this is an issue that I care about. And this is something that I care about for the next generation and the generation after that. And hopefully there's a point in time where medical science advances to the fact where we don't have cancer. But right now we do. And I want to do everything that I can in my power to make the next generation better than this one.
Now I'm definitely sending a sunny day.
There you go. Yes.
Definitely sending a sunny day.
That is
it's such a good thing.
How old were you when your mother told you?
So I was away, actually. So I was in college.
Oh my gosh.
I was in the college cafeteria and my mom sends me a text message and she's like, I need to talk to you. And I was like, what's wrong? Thinking that it was something to do with like my grandmother or somebody else's health, my grandfather, like what's wrong? So she gives me a call and she lets me know and she's like, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. And I absolutely broke down in my cafeteria. And I was like, I got through the rest of the day of classes and then I drove home and it's like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, I'm going to get through this.
And she did.
Yeah. And
there you go.
She's on the other side of it. She was so lucky to catch it early, and early detection is so not to become a soapbox for breast cancer, but early detection is the most important thing because the earlier you catch it, the earlier that you can change things. And because she was susceptible to it, she caught it very early, and she did not have to go through chemotherapy, which is
great,
incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she did have some complications, and I don't want to like. Sorry, Mom, but, you know, it was a hard road. It was a hard path, and it always is, and you never know what somebody's going through, ever. You never know, because she hid it from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't let anybody know that she had cancer, and she's a night shift nurse in the ICU, she went to work, and the only people that she let know were the doctors that she trusted. And she said, am I doing the right thing? But other than that, socially, she didn't let anybody know.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
This was in 2014, want to say.
So when we found out Trish had cancer, we made the opposite decision, which was a mixed bag. Like, I get why... We decided to put it public facing, and we were in a different situation. There was no hiding what was going to happen with Trish anyway. Like, so there was, so you know, we had no choice. And the way people responded gives you faith in humanity again for 10 seconds. I mean, everybody just so positive and so like, sorry, so you'll do it. And you know, it was really amazing. So, I'm glad that you're gathering a group and doing the same thing.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. My mother also had breast cancer.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But she, you know, it was like 1980. I was 10 when she first got diagnosed, and they took one breast. You know, just single mastectomy.
Right.
And then she went into remission for 10 years. She refused chemo. She didn't want it, but she got radiation. And then it came back 10 years later. And they took the other breast, but she survived it twice. Mm. My mom lived to 83. You know.
That bodes well for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not genetic, though. It's not a gene that I'm aware of. She was the only one in the line of family. But a lot of people, a lot of women that you're not even aware has had it, you know. Or
if you do you listen to Cher's podcast? She does, Cher and does a podcast called Cold Hard Truth. And we just released one last night, which is her talking about her breast cancer journey.
Yeah,
and
it's
insane how why so rampant now.
It feels rampant,
right?
It does.
I think I have so many dear friends.
And
do you think?
I think so. I think people like the older generation is more quiet about it. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Quiet about everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
true. It was behind closed doors, and we didn't have any treatments, so you just died. And
yeah. Right.
We didn't have any way to say like why you died, but
right.
People
right.
just died.
Right.
Yeah. And now it's getting better. My mom's still here. Yay. She's
that's
still kicking.
Fantastic.
And my grandma's still kicking. So like,
wow. Oh, that's great.
How old's your grandma?
Both of them. Both of them are still alive.
I thought both of them were the same age, and I'm like,
no,
how does that work?
No. They're not the same age. They live on the same street.
I'm no expert, but...
They live on the same street, but they're not the same age. No, my one grandma is 93 years old, and the other one is 89. So they...
That's some good longevity.
That's wonderful, yeah.
Got some...
You better plan for a retirement. Yeah. It looks like you're going to make it.
Longevity. Save your money.
Yeah. You writing any more songs, Amy?
I'm working on it.
Are you really?
I'm working on it.
And Blue Sky is playing where next?
I don't know.
Blue Crush. Blue Crush.
I don't know where Blue Sky is playing.
Blue Crush.
Damn it. I did that before,
this weekend,
too.
Though.
Right? I did that to you guys before,
no,
too.
No, I don't think so.
I just fucked up your whole first show, but I didn't make that mistake. Okay. God damn. Okay, sorry.
Blue Crush is playing tomorrow at the Partition in Saugerties.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
7:30.
And give me a couple more dates out from that, do you know? Just because I don't know if I'm just going to be up by tomorrow.
Duets in between.
Oh yeah, right. We have a duet that will be.
I can't get. I remember the next one, John. That's
all right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Bernadette, you play out?
Yes. So June 8th. That's the date. Yeah. I'm so bad with dates. But June 8th, my band, the Schwags, are playing at Juan Murphy's with in Poughkeepsie with some other bands in like the scene. We're doing like a little like Woodstock type of thing. But yes,
oh, cool. Very cool.
Yes.
Fun. And this is what you want to do for a living.
Yes, I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
Max, give her advice.
Do or do not.
Good luck. Good luck.
He's still just laughing. There's
she's
no
still
advice.
Young,
right.
She's doing so much now. Yeah. I foresee you doing it for a living someday.
Thank
definitely.
You. I just, it's like, it's what I hope to do, but like, if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to be bitter about it. It's just like, I know I always have it as a hobby either way, so.
Right. It brings you joy.
Yeah, it's yours. Yeah. You get to keep it forever.
Right.
Bernadette, are you afraid of the robots? You're worried about AI?
Yes, I do not like it. I am scared of it.
Yeah.
Like, my sister, she does her homework, but, like, she uses the AI to, like, look up answers and, like, only, oh, if I had that in high school.
Oh, right. Well,
oh, I
would have
been on the honor roll.
My daughter is junior in high school, and now they have an AI detector.
Oh, so, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, first thing, it's so ironic. Like, for AI as advanced technology, so in order to get by it, they make them handwrite their papers so that you can't just copy and paste. And then they run your paper through an AI detector, which is actually AI.
Yeah.
Right. Which means we're going to lose because that's AI policing itself.
Wow.
That, right? That's no good.
So, this actually goes back to your question earlier. Of who's the best. Because, and I'm serious, this is strange, but it actually goes back to your question of who's the best. Because
all things are a circle.
It's everything's a circle. The circle of life. But this goes back to your question earlier of can there be a best musician? Because the methodology of determining these things is the same. You have to ask the questions. And then you have to ask who's asking the questions for the AI. And the programming of it.
Right.
Because somebody has to program it and tell it where to go. It has to learn off a data set. So what is the data set? How are they learning from this data set? And what are the implications?
Right. You can only say who's the best according to some parameters that you set.
Exactly.
And if we use your timing parameters, no human being's going to be the best. AI is going to be the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is why I don't like those parameters.
And AI music is terrible if you listen to it. It's terrible.
There's AI music.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
so,
God.
Oh,
I have to check that out.
Oh yeah.
It's a rabbit hole, and
Google, I imagine it's like when
you heard that AI Jimi Hendrix song. Have you heard
it's
that?
It's horrifying.
It is.
Seriously?
It is horrifying. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's. But it also teaches you something about music because you can tell it's AI because it's perfect. And the best part of music is the mistakes and the gaps and the actual things you time a little bit off. And,
yeah,
right?
I think someone said Paul is dead.
Yeah. Right, Paul is dead.
And you got to play the record backwards.
Right.
Can you play AI backwards?
Probably can, but AI has to do it for you.
Right. And then AI will tell you that it's not AI. But you're really worried about it, right?
Yes, I do not like it. I feel like I've seen like AI pictures and it's just like, it just ruins like the or like AI paintings and AI like art, and it just ruins the whole like uniqueness of just like, oh, a person did that. It's just some robot did that.
It always feels a little creepy though to me. Like when you even when you see they make a humanoid robot, like the one that spoke at graduation or something, there's always something and AI pictures and I imagine now AI music, which I have to go down that rabbit hole. There's always something that's a little creepy about it because the humanity is missing from it.
You so worried about AI authors?
It's too much of a summary. I'm already at AI authors are a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Oh, are you
having
worried?
AI write books for you so you can put out 100 books and,
in a year.
Am I worried? No, because I'm not prolific enough to compete with even real authors. So I'm not really worried.
Not
and I'm only 50. So, you know, I could write a lot more books. But no, but I someone did use AI to write me a bad review who didn't like something that I said on Instagram.
Oh.
I came to the defense of a friend on Instagram recently and some kid from, I think, Indiana gave me a 1-star review on Amazon, and it was very eloquently written and very clearly pulled from the other reviews and negated.
Right.
And this kid definitely didn't write it because I read his comments. It was elegantly a chat GPT review of 1-star.
That's
Oh my gosh.
So I've been the victim of AI attack.
Yeah.
So okay. I want AI to do my laundry, my cooking, and my cleaning.
Wouldn't that be great?
So I have time to do my art, my writing, and my music.
We want Jetsons
AI.
Way around. Yes, Jetsons AI. Exactly. We had the same thought. Yes.
the thing about AI that's good for musicians is actual live performing musicians is probably going to be the last job left, because that's going to be the one thing AI can't do is be you all and stand up in front of people. So it, when AI does every other job, it still can't do yours. So congratulations, you are the last employed people.
Have you? I'm sorry. Have you seen the ABBA stuff?
My daughter told me to look at that.
How is it live?
ABBA is doing a tour, but of ABBA when ABBA came out. So they are projections and holograms of
ABBA. But
they're
supposed to be really good, right?
They are. It's uncanny.
Yeah.
Ooh.
My daughter was telling me about that yesterday.
It's,
it's not them.
Wow. It's not them.
It's so dystopian to me.
It's, yeah.
Like
but it's
sorry, ABBA.
Holograms dancing and singing to their music.
Weird. Right?
And they,
although,
and they sell out. They sell out.
Max, this could be good for you and me, because when our hands stop working,
just you can just stand can there, and there can be hologram hands.
Right, right, hologram hands.
We're gonna have you up in a chair.
Your next band needs to be named Hologram Hands.
Oh yes,
okay.
Hologram Hands. It's a good band.
It's freaky. I'll be too old to be around for all that.
I don't know though, man. It looks like next year.
They do say it's kind of happening fast.
Yeah.
Bernadette, we're counting on you to knock it out.
Yes,
yeah.
I want to. I'm
the anti-AI army. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make a club of anti-AI.
Do you handwrite?
Yes.
That's another thing. A lot of young people don't write in script anymore.
They
can't read it.
Papers?
They can't read the birthday cards from their grandparents.
Yeah, really?
Or the Declaration of Independence.
Right,
My daughter wasn't taught script at all. Oh, wait. Someone just FaceTime videoing me. Hold on 1 second. Hello? You're on the show.
Oh, sorry. That was an accidental dial.
Oh, do you want to say anything to everybody?
Hi, everybody.
Is that Trish?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Trish.
All right, I'll call you later.
All right,
rock on. Bye. That'll teach you to call me when I'm working.
Yeah.
Wait, what was I saying?
AI.
AI.
Right by hand.
Cursive.
My daughter, so Trish is a third grade teacher, and she in third grade.
That's when we learned it.
Yeah, but they don't have any curriculum, so my wife had to teach it to her.
Oldest son learned it in third grade, but then that was it. And then after that, he didn't have to do it anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And I questioned it, and the teacher says, oh, well, we can't understand what they're writing. So
I just,
you don't stick with it? Like,
I just kept writing in like cursive. I was just like, because it's just something I like doing anyway. So
it looks so
you're the only 21-year-old who knows how to
really?
Write.
Really?
Yeah.
You are the only 21.
The last hope.
Yeah. They know how to write their names.
But like this is how fast. Yeah,
that's
right.
It. But they never had to.
This is how fast it's moving, though. Like, so when my daughter, who's a junior in high school, was in third, fourth, and fifth grade, they taught her coding. And in a year and a half, nobody's going to code anymore. So the technology in, like, 6 years went past what she learned. AI is going to do all the coding. Nobody's coding.
I'm so sorry to all of you who are in college for coding right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, MIT, pick up a guitar because. all right, we're good? Will you talk about the event for one more minute, please?
When?
Oh, well, wait. Macy, you can perform?
No.
Oh, okay, so here's the story, listener.
Oh, no.
Macy did an original song. Well, so the last time Macy was on the show, I said, hey, you should really write music. So she started And she started sending me pictures of like piles of notebooks.
I sent you my piles of notebooks.
She's got piles of notebooks of, she calls them poems, I call them lyrics. And I said, oh my God, can you please write a song? Because you have an amazing voice. And so on Wednesday, she sent me a song. And I'm like,
Macy, why did you wait so long?
I did. Yeah, it was really effing good. And so you sent it
Thank
to me.
Thank you, Eric Dalton Productions, by the way. This entire show is just a plug for Eric Dalton Productions.
Yeah. Eric's the best.
My entire life is a plug for Eric Dalton.
He's fantastic. If you have any ideas that you're thinking of like getting out there and putting it down, he's so good at seeing a melody and then expanding it. Yeah. And it is incredible to watch.
And he's also, so we're doing he produced a Lifted project, right? And so so the thing was you practiced first, but we practiced in front of people. We did like the whole rehearsal in front of people. So we're rehearsing and Eric produced it. So we're rehearsing and we finished one and everybody's confused. Right. And he walks and Eric's not afraid to talk to me anyway. So he comes up and he goes, there were two extra measures there that time. And there were two less measures the time before. And he just shakes his head, he walks away, he goes, just pick. And I'm like, okay. So, Max, can you play us out? And Macy, while Max is playing, can you plug the event again? And we got your plug. Oh, wait, and you plug the book, please.
Oh, Naked Girl by Jana Brooke Wallach, available anywhere you buy books online. But I would prefer you go into your local bookstore and ask them to order it.
And it's a good book.
Thank you.
Yay, local bookstore. Yeah. Oh, so I will be at Joseph's the same weekend. So I will be at Joseph's on June 7th, and that will be my birthday show because my birthday is on June 10th.
Oh,
happy birthday.
I will have a party birthday show on June 7th, and then June 9th, Joseph will be hosting us and 15 women for the Women of Song event. We will be there. There are still Sunny Day tickets available. It is an incredible show and so magical, and I don't even know what's going to happen on the day, but I know it's going to be incredible because it's stone soup. You need to find the people that you trust to come in and make something magical, and everyone comes in with their carrot or their potato or their chicken, and it's just a beautiful soup. Anyway.
Wait, I have to bring a chicken?
You gotta bring a chicken, John.
And
it's benefiting Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Foundation. Thank you, Jana.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for. Not much else.
And we can get the Sunny Day tickets at?
And you can get the Sunny Day tickets at eventbrite.com. Look up Hudson Valley Women of Song. You can also donate directly to the charity through the link on Eventbrite.
Beautiful. Anybody else
so
got anything?
Good. So yeah.
Go, girl.
The Schwags are playing June. Wait, when's the Women's Song? What is it?
June 9th.
June 9th. So June 8th, the day before. Yes, we are playing at Juan Murphy's and doors open at 12. So yes.
Very nice. And thank you, Joe. He has the best steak in the Hudson Valley. So
now is that quantifiable? Can you have the best steak in the Hudson Valley?
I go back time and time again. So yes, you can.
You can have the best steak.
I gotta check this place out. I've never been there.
I've never been either. No. And Max, thanks for the guitar, man.
Oh man.
Thank you for coming, Max, and playing.
And I'm John. That's Jenna. And this was Home From Here.
Thank you, John and Jenna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We need to go shut this thing down.
Always so much fun coming
here. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I get to go look up you guys' music now, which I do. Yes. Please.
I used to read all the time. Now I try to read and fall asleep. Same, and that's why I did an audible.
Oh,